In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Good morning. Good morning. It is a blessing to see all of you this morning. Again, I see that we have some guests with us today. We welcome them and hope that they are able to come next door for some coffee and some goodies that are there from our Young at Heart. Last week, I had, or not last week, but on Mother's Day, I had talked a little bit about my mom. And I had told you that Father's Day, I was going to talk about my dad. But unfortunately, I just remembered that we'll be here for Father's Day. We'll be on our mission trip to Mexico. So I decided today that I'll say just a few words about my father. So I think I've told you before what my dad did for a living, that my dad was a carpenter. To be more specific, Dad was actually a cabinet maker. And there was an expectation growing up with my brother, and the expectation was that we were going to work with my father, right? So we did. Now, unfortunately for me, I did not get the, let's say, the carpenter genes. My brother got those. But there was the expectation, right, that everyone was going to work. So I went to work with them, and I did whatever I could. Now, there were times where my dad would be the one that would go out and get for us the materials that we needed. So he'd go out and get stuff, and he would leave my brother and I at the shop. So, expectations, right? So my father had one expectation for us, that we were going to work, right? His expectation was that he would not come back and find us idly sitting around, that whatever task he gave us, that task was going to complete when Dad came back. And he would always say this. He would say, "I'll be back." And we knew what that meant, right? That meant we better do stuff. But here's the thing with Dad. He didn't just leave us, you know, to work, but he gave us instructions, right? He told us what we needed to do. He showed us how we were going to do it. And he gave us everything we needed to get whatever task he left us with complete. So why am I telling you about my dad and everything that kind of happened when I was younger? Well, because today we're continuing to remember one important feast, and that's the Ascension. When our Lord ascended into heaven, he left his disciples with a task. He left his disciples with the task to continue doing his work. We also know something else, though, that when our Lord ascended into heaven, he left them with all the tools that they needed to do that. And we heard that in today's gospel. And one more thing. Today we remember the fathers of the church. Those are the people that actually continued to do that work. Today, it's extremely important for all of us who are gathered here today to remember one important thing, that all of us have been given that same task that the disciples have. All of us have been given the task to continue doing the work that our Lord and Savior did. Today, it's important that we think about this a little bit and be reminded as well that he has given us everything we need to accomplish this. So this morning's gospel comes to us from the Gospel of St. John, and it's this beautiful prayer. It's called the priestly prayer of our Lord, and he's standing there with his disciples right before he goes to his crucifixion, and he says this beautiful prayer. But before we get to the prayer, I want to take you guys back a few days to the Ascension of our Lord and Savior. On this day, we read two different scripture readings. We read the scripture reading from the book of Acts and the scripture reading from the Gospel according to St. Luke. In St. Luke's version of this, he's with the disciples for 40 days and he's teaching them, and then he takes them out to the mount, right? He blesses them and then he ascends into heaven. In the book of Acts, we have the same kind of scene, but then we have this interesting kind of dialogue with the angels. So the disciples are there and the Lord ascends into heaven. You can imagine what that was like, right? They just stood there kind of looking up going, "My goodness, he's ascending into heaven," right? It's an amazing thing. So as they're standing there looking up, all of a sudden they hear a voice from the angel saying, "Hey, men of Galilee, what are you doing just standing there looking up?" And when I heard that, I thought of one guy, my dad, right? My dad saying, "What are you doing just standing there?" The angels were saying the same thing. What are you doing? There's work to be done. What are you doing? There are things that need to be done. Even though the disciples were told to wait for the Holy Spirit, They still had things they needed to do. They still had to pray. They still had to find another person to replace Judas. There were still things to be done. And then they said one last thing. This same Jesus, which has ascended into heaven, will return again one day. And guess who I thought of again? My dad. But the difference here is that the disciples weren't afraid, but they were joyful. The disciples were joyful that the Lord was going to come again, and they knew they had to do something. They knew they had to be ready. But here's the beauty of all of this. The Lord left them, but he left them with all the tools that they needed. In this morning's gospel reading again, we hear the Lord praying, and he prays for a few things for his disciples, doesn't he? He prays that they will be kept from evil. He prays that the Lord is going to take care of them. And he prays that they will be united. See, the Lord left them, but he didn't leave them alone, did he? He left them in God's care. He left them together. He gave them each other. And later on, they would be empowered by the Holy Spirit to do these works. My friends and my family in Christ, the very same thing is true for us. When our Lord ascended into heaven, he gave those things to the disciples, but he gave them to us as well. He left us in God's care. He has given us one another to continue doing these wonderful tasks. And he has done this as well by giving us the power of the Holy Spirit. I want to leave you with one last thought. I was looking around for some stuff for today's sermon, and I came across this story about Native American brave, and he was 13 years old, and in his tribe, what they would do is, when they would initiate these children into manhood, I guess, they would blindfold them, take them way out into the woods, and then they would leave them there all night. That was kind of their initiation. So this young man was recalling how frightening it was, right? That he's sitting there in the dark and he hears crackling and he's not sure if it's something that's going to come and eat him or something that's going to come and kill him. And he sits there all night long. And then as the sun began to come up, he looks out into the woods and he sees this shadow. The sun kept going up and the shadow becomes a little more clear. And all of a sudden when the sun is up, he sees that it was his father. His father was standing there the whole time. His father was there protecting him. His father was there watching over him. My friends and my family in Christ, we have been given tasks to do, but we're not doing them alone. We have been given tasks to do, and many of you continue to do them. When you came here last week and baked, those are tasks that are preaching and teaching the gospel. Those of you who have been singing this entire year, these are tasks of preaching and teaching the gospel. Those of you that welcome new people into our community are preaching and teaching the gospel. These are all things we are tasked to do, but we don't do them alone. We do them under God's care. We do them as a family in Christ, and we do them being empowered by the Holy Spirit. Today, I pray that we remember what our task is as a family. I remember that we don't do it alone, and we certainly have plenty of help. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit, amen. Please rise.